toilet has been studied for more than 100 years, but for last 80 years, people have been focusing on clotting and thrombosis. Only the last 10-15 years, people started to understand more of platelets, especially their immune functions.
Hi, I'm Helen Pitlick, and this is Bloodworks 101, the podcast that inspires you to give time, money, or blood. Platelets are the part of blood that help control bleeding by collecting and clotting at the site of an injury. They are sticky little guys that clump together to seal up blood vessels, always on the lookout for damage. And for a long time, we thought that's all that platelets do. It turns out that these tiny cells act as sentries for our immune system as well, alerting white blood cells to potential invaders, and even sometimes activating themselves against pathogens. The role that platelets play in immune response is emerging and exciting, and Bloodworks Research Institute is privileged to now be home to one of the most brilliant minds investigating this relationship, Dr. Gua Li, or Emily. Dr. Gua grew up and attended medical school in Shandong province in China. While Shandong is among the most populous regions in the world, Dr. Gua got her start in a small town. Both of these elements come through in her personality. Her research is a big deal, yet she has a hometown warmth and friendliness. She invited me to a Research Institute social event right after our interview, a gesture of kindness that made a lasting impression. Dr. Gua then moved to the University of Toronto for her PhD and the University of Utah for her postdoc, focusing on the immune function of platelets. It's this area of interest and expertise that she brings to Bloodworks. She's one of the most promising young figures in hematology, and that's not just coming from us. Dr. Gua was recently chosen to participate in the American Society of Hematology and European Hematology Association's Translational Research Training in Hematology, a prestigious and intensive program designed to help early career researchers successfully navigate the transition from working under other scientists to running their own labs. Here's Emily.
I've been doing blood research for more than a decade, and very excited joining Bloodworks recently. So I'm now a new faculty here, focusing on platelets, including platelet transfusions and in infectious diseases. My real expertise is in the interface between immune system and platelets. So platelets have been known for clotting, hemostasis functions for decades, but their immune functions are less studied. In COVID, lots of patients have blood clotting problems after getting the virus. And one important reason is platelets have many immune functions and can be activated in those situations. So I have focused on platelets regulating T cell responses in these situations, and in the severe cases of infections called sepsis. Sepsis is a severe condition caused by infections. So lots of patients have organ failure, like heart failure, respiratory failure, or kidney failure due to infection. And in sepsis, platelet is a critical effector. Patients with low platelet count have the highest risk of mortality. And the reason for the low platelet count is usually consumption of platelets through platelet binding to the blood vessel wall or platelet binding to white blood cells. We have been studying the changes in platelet during sepsis for a couple of years. We found that platelets have a critical role suppressing the T cells. That's a type of white blood cells in our blood that's critical for antiviral infections and anti-cancer immune responses that induce long-term immune suppression, which cause increased risk of reinfections and other problems as well. So patients with suppressed T cell functions have high risk of infections, higher mortality, and higher chance of developing cancer. For example, cancer, it's usually a chronic condition due to long-term suppressed T cell functions. And we found that it's through infections platelet can suppress T cells, especially in the severe cases of infections. So in sepsis, platelets suppress the T cell that can cause long-term issues and which leads to cancer development. So almost all the cancer patients have impaired T cell responses. We all have platelets circulating, in our body every day, but it's under disease situations they are having these inflammation triggered responses and then induce changes in platelets, which then change the T cell functions and cause long-term problem. Platelets are very unique. When I was studying platelet transfusions in school, we learned that for any type of transplantation, the donor matching the recipient is critical, and it's a receptor called major histocompatibility complex, MHC, so in humans called HLA.
Longtime Bloodworks 101 listeners should be familiar with HLA. We covered it in season 4, episode 7, HLA transplants and the science of uniqueness.
So HLA mismatch induced transplantation failure or graft versus host disease where the transplant will harm the recipient. But we have been using platelet transfusion since the 1970s. So for more than half a century, it's been well tolerated. It's never needed HLA matching for the transfusion purposes. So we think understanding the mechanism can help us to develop future therapies for other type of transplantations. We hope that can benefit broadly for transplantation patients to have better tolerance.
Bloodworks HLA lab performs testing for organ transplants in the Pacific Northwest.
So that's a major motivation for me to join the Bloodworks with all the resources we have. We have patient samples and also clinical data depository for decades. So we have thousands of records for HLA typing and platelet transfusion. So I hope able to use that resource for my research and better understand the mechanism. I received medical school training in China. After high school, I went to a 7-year program in clinical medicine, combining the undergrad courses and clinical training. So at that time, I was more motivated to know more about our body and disease. And through my clinical training, when I was doing my rotation in hematology, I came across this platelet transfusion issue that just baffled me. We've been doing platelet transfusions for decades. It's clearly against the dogma, and people hardly studied why. So I got distracted and dedicated to study platelet transfusion. That's how I transitioned from clinical training to research. So I was baffled with the platelet transfusion mechanism, and then I was looking for literature evidence why platelet transfusion is so well tolerated. And there was a professor at the University of Toronto who used mouse model to study platelet transfusions. And they showed that in mouse models, platelet transfusions induce skin transplantation tolerance. So I guess that's the aha moment. So I applied for a PhD study and I was lucky, got in. So I did my PhD with Dr. John Sample at the University of Toronto at that time and studied platelet transfusions.
While she is still relatively early in her career, Dr. Gua has already contributed to several important discoveries.
We were the first to show that platelet transfusions can induce T-cell suppression. So we showed they can induce T-cell cytotoxicity suppression. And we also showed in a disease called immune thrombocytopenia, where patients have T-cell mediated platelet destruction, platelet transfusions can rescue the T-cell mediated pathogenesis. Another project on this was during my postdoc training. We found that platelet can suppress T cells in sepsis. And our work was published on the cover of the Blood Journal during the pandemic.
For those of you not involved in academic research, making the cover of a scientific journal is a big deal.
And we also got media attention, also editorial highlights. So it was really rewarding. Our work has been highly recognized and widely distributed.
When asked to define what drives her and her work, Dr. Gua has one word.
Curiosity. Curiosity is the strongest motivation for me. It was during the clinical training, I came across this platelet transfusion-induced tolerance issue, and it just keeps baffling me, and I keep thinking about it, and I looked for opportunities to study it, and then I just kept on studying more and more about platelets.
So why blood works? It all comes down to curiosity and collaboration.
BloodWorks Research Institute is one of the strongest institutions in platelet research. We have very dedicated scientists focusing on blood clotting, platelet, and it's definitely a very exciting opportunity for me. I also have natural collaborative interests with other faculty members at BloodWorks. So I've been collaborating with Dr. Jose Lopez at the BloodWorks and also a group at the UW Bioengineering Department, SNADECI group, to study how platelet cytoskeleton is important in these processes. It's the backbone of the cell. So platelets are very small compared to white blood cells, but their acting cytoskeleton is very dynamic. So if you imagine platelets like a disc, upon vascular injury, say you have a finger cut, then the platelet can, in a minute, transform into a balloon and then have spikes forming out, and then they can turn into a pancake shape. So all this happens within a few minutes. So this is all driven by platelet cytoskeleton rearrangement, which is very unique and interesting, also important process. I think for the future vision, platelet has been studied for more than 100 years, but for last 80 years, people have been focusing on clotting and thrombosis, but only the last 10-15 years, people started to understand more of platelet, especially their immune functions. So for example, platelet can directly bind bacteria and virus in the blood, and that's a critical step for our body to fight against infections, but also during severe infections, platelets can aggregate with bacteria and viruses, but also form these clots, which can occlude the blood vessel. So it can be protective, but also can be detrimental to our body. We are understanding more about platelets, and we hope the mechanism studies can bring future therapies, because it's clearly seen in COVID, the classic antiplatelet therapy, for example, aspirin, is not very helpful for thrombosis induced by infection. So we need better therapies, and my vision is that our research can translate into next generation therapies.
Another reason for joining Bloodworks is our technical capabilities, funded in part by our generous supporters. A flow cytometer is a machine that allows scientists to analyze particles at the cellular level, using lasers to measure the size and complexity of the cell. Lasers. Pretty cool.
Flow cytometry is a very powerful tool for our study. So it can measure 10 to 20 markers on single platelet at the same time and at high throughput. So it gives us the advantage to study platelet not just the numbers, but also function at single cell level, which is not easily achievable through the classic clinical tests. So clinically, we have been using platelet functional tests like aggregation assay, for example, which measure the platelet function at about 100 million platelets per assay. But flow cytometry will able to measure each single platelet and also give you, say, 20 readouts per platelet.
Bloodworks flow cytometry core opens up new opportunities for collaboration.
Besides my own research, we also opened the flow cytometry core to other users. So in our institute, there are other groups who study sickle cell disease, can also look at molecular markers on red blood cells in sickle cell disease. We also have microparticle assays, where that's size of fraction of cell that can be measured by flow cytometry. We also have an imaging flow, which you can look at both the morphology and the molecular markers at the same time. And that's also a great advantage we have. We are planning to open for external users for the flow cytometry core, so it'd be more accessible for other researchers or clinicians in the community. I'm very excited joining the Bloodworks at this time, because we are having a lot more collaborations and future opportunities expanding our service and providing more support to the community.
When she's not in the lab, Dr. Gua has pretty typical Pacific Northwest interests. She fits right in at Bloodworks in more ways than one.
I love reading and also love outdoor activities. I've been to the Discovery Park. I love the sunset there. I've been to the Diablo Lake and love the view of the lake. I also love biking and hiking and skiing in the winter, but I just haven't had opportunities to explore more of Seattle.
Thanks for listening. This may be the first time you've heard from Gua Li on Bloodworks 101, but it certainly won't be the last. We can't wait to update you on her research. We'll see you next time.